Get that out of your way.
All right, now while the video's going, who's watching the video versus listening to the preacher? Let's be honest. Sorry about that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 3. We want to kick off with why we do what we do and why we were called to what we're called to. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It's not a new verse for anyone in here, is it? We know the verse. But isn't that why we do what we do? Because our gospel is hid, and it is hid to those that are lost. So there's the spiritual aspect. That's about all I got there. What is this? Is it a tool? Who has a shovel at home? Now, you could dig a hole with it, right? Or you could use it as a weapon, right? So how you use it determines the usefulness of it, right? Now, what I'm going to talk about could be a topic of contention, maybe, with Facebook, with podcasting. But listen, it's a tool. If our gospel's hid, it is hid to them that are... Why would we not use every tool we have available? So if you are against Facebook or against podcasts, you probably still will be. But I want to say it's a tool to reach people with the gospel. When I was in Hungary, we spent some time there, and they have an amazing transportation system, underground, what are those things called, metros and buses. And everyone would be on the bus, and they'd be sharing recipes and talking about sports and just having a good time. Perfect strangers talking to each other, right? Uh-uh. Every single person. So why would I not get the gospel here? To everything I can do. I was just in California, and I was working with doing a missions conference there. Got to speaking with the pastor, and I told him a little bit about the power of Facebook. So I worked with him, and he still has no idea what to do, so I do it for him. But we set up a Facebook page, and we did some advertising in his area. And one of the comments, well, the advertisement was, come to get a free pumpkin for Pumpkin Sunday. But one of the comments was, I've lived in this town for 31 years. I did not know this church existed. Now, I'm not saying they didn't knock on every door, but I am saying that the comment said, 31 years and they did not know that church was there. The Sunday after the ad ran, they had four new families in the church. Wow. It's a very powerful, powerful tool. And so I want to talk about that a little bit today. If my slides are ready, we can start there. I can pull them up here as well. We can look at the same thing now. So I got a pretend text from the pastor over here. And he said, hey man, can you teach a lesson on media and ministry? I said, hey brother, yeah, that sounds fun. He said, okay, cool, this sounds like him, don't it? Okay, cool. Hey, let's have everyone use their phone in church. You got those smelling salts? It's against nature to use your phone in church, I know, but I want you to. Because the usefulness of what I want to talk about is up to you. I have the information, I have the knowledge to give you, but if you don't follow along, it may not help. So let's use our phones together, because that would be groovy, man. Groovy. Does everybody know how to scan a QR code? Go ahead, pull your phone out. It's the first exercise here. The walls will not fall down with your phone out, I promise you. If they fall, it's another reason they fall down. Did everyone get that to work? This is a nice little fun site. It's like kind of being like paparazzi out there. Yeah, that's the donate page. Let's try this one. A missionary is what a missionary is, right? Let's try this one. Where does this take us?
YouTube.
It's a gospel film. I don't know if you know it. I don't know if you know the evangelist. But I've been in many public areas where I will get this, I will copy the link, and then I will share it with my AirDrop. If If you got an iPhone, you have the best phone in the world. You can share it with AirDrop. Perfect strangers will accept. I don't know why I would not accept if someone said a random AirDrop. But I've had people where you just go send, and random people will accept and start watching the gospel. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool tool. How about this one? Goes right to the church website. So these are powerful things. I just spoke with a missionary in Turkey, which is a closed country, and they have business-sized cards with the question, is the Bible reliable, I believe was the question, and a QR code, and that's all. And you scan the QR code, it takes you to a website, you choose your language, and it brings you through the gospel. Very powerful tool. The goal of the session is to highlight importance of media and ministry and missions. During our time together, we explore some tools needed to create and manage an active podcast. After all, we love to talk, right? Is there a pastor here that does not love to talk? They're not going to answer the question, right? I encourage you to grab your phone, follow the steps. Some things I want to introduce. Anybody familiar with Canva? A little bit? A couple of you? How about Facebook? Everybody heard of Facebook? How about Podbean? Is that a new one? Some people know about it, some people don't. Super easy. And other availables as well. This is a podcast that I created. It's not a real podcast. I did it for an example. Missions Letters to Home. But the first step of a podcast is to have an idea. How many marriages are hurting? Could you help them? Maybe that's the gift God gave you in helping marriages. Record a podcast. How about helping families or raising kids? People that may never even come into your church building, you can have an impact on through podcast. So, I mean, maybe you want to talk about swords. Do you know anything about swords? I mean, you could have a podcast on swords. And I don't know who'd listen to it, but you could have a podcast. No, I'm just teasing. You'd listen to it, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. So, to me, a podcast is a conversation over coffee, just by yourself or with someone else. There's one guy that has a lot of podcasts. If I said his name, most of you probably know him. But I forget it right now, otherwise I would. Harry is his first name. Anybody know who I'm talking about? Harry, he's in North Carolina. But anyways, he has several podcasts out there. And he told me years ago why he started his podcast. His podcast years ago was interviewing pastors, just talking about life as a pastor. I think it was called Let's Talk Church, actually. And I says, what led you to start that? He said, well, I used to be on staff and I had people around me. And then I became pastor and I was isolated and I just needed friends. So I decided to reach out to people and record that and send it out as a podcast. So it goes both ways in what you can do with a podcast. To have a podcast, you have to have an email. I think we all have that, right? So that's easy. You got to have Canva. It's a free tool, or it's $15 a month, or as a nonprofit, you can get it for free. And so we'll dive into that in a little while. Here's some examples, or I got others, of things that I did with Canva. So if you need a little flyer or something, this is all Canva. This track is Canva. I feel like an advertisement. This brochure, this is, you go into Canva, you put in brochure, and it gives you thousands of templates. You don't need to be creative. You don't need to understand. Pastor, you could probably create something just like this. He could do that. Like all the little swirls and all that, it's already there. It already looks good. You just put in your content, and away you go. We made a coloring book with Canva, and we did all the designing with that. It's in Macedonian, so that's unreadable to us. This cover design is made for Canva. You just started deputation, right? This is my thoughts on deputation. Here you go. Yep, free book. Didn't even have to draw your name. This is all printable in Canva. You design it and print it right there. And so this T-shirt is designed in Canva. Oh, it's backwards. Designed in Canva. And you can print it right through Canva. You don't need to go out for another source. And I think you get the point. This flyer is made in Canva. All of these images, every image in here is in Canva, except for that one. Well, actually, no, that was in Canva too. So it's all there. It's such an amazing, amazing tool to use. Podbean is free or not free, depends on what you want to do. It's not expensive. There's a lot of ways to host podcasts. This is one of them we're going to look at. Facebook, to advertise with Facebook, it's not your personal page. So don't be like, well, I don't want to put my name out there and, you know, whatever your reason. You create a page and everything you do is on that page. There you can boost posts. We'll talk about that. You can run ads, which is more complicated than boosting posts. But you're able to attract people. And if our gospel is hid, it's hid to those that are lost. So that's why we want to do this. Boosted posts are super simple to do. We can show you that. Here's an example. When I was in Macedonia for a six-week survey trip, I did this post. And let me say this. My wife and I did a tour of different things around the city. And I had a team of people coming. So I figured I don't know anything about the city. I'll hire somebody to teach me, and then I'll teach them and look like I know something. And so while we were in the tour bus, on my phone, I created this Facebook page, Macedonian English Bible Study. I created this graphic in Canva on my phone, and I had the picture already, and I put this together, and I ran it as an ad in this one-mile circle that you see on the screen. So with Facebook, you can tell exactly where to run your ad and be very specific on who sees it. You don't want to invite like the friend in California come to church and get a free pumpkin. Nobody in San Antonio is going to California for a free pumpkin. So you don't want to run that ad here. We ran it in his neighborhood to make it effective. But look at the people it reaches, 480,000 people in that 1 mile radius. It's a very, very powerful tool. And the financing behind that, it's whatever you want it to be. It could be $1 a day. It could be $100 million a day. Go look at Trump's ads. They're $100 million a day or whatever. So you can do up to a 50-mile radius. But in where I'm headed, in the capital, that's four countries in a 50-mile radius. Covers 3+ languages, but we have one message. When I ran this ad, you set up a time limit that it runs, and I set it just for 2 days, but I turned it off after 6 hours. I had more people contact me than I had the time to respond to. And so I just turned it off because I couldn't keep up with everybody. But it's a very powerful tool. If you do start a page, which I hope you all do, and the gospel goes forth because of it, you got to follow up. Every time you get a like, you got to go down and you got to become their friend and start the conversation. Because if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And we want to get the gospel to the people. You can use Facebook to have a schedule on an event. And maybe you want to meet people in a, not threatening to you, but threatening to them. Because if they go to church, the walls will fall down. You know, that kind of thinking. So maybe just go to the park and have a pancake dinner, or sure, why not dinner, and just make that an event inside of Facebook, and then you can boost that, and you can draw new friends that way. So just some things there. Keep on learning. Everything we talk about is a skill that's learnable. It's not hard or rocket science. Pastor, I have no doubt, in here in a little bit, you'll have a podcast. And I don't know what it'll be about, but you're going to do it. And you said you don't like technology. Is that right?
I said I'm no good at technology.
Okay, no good at technology. So let's so let's see if we can trim the staff. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. This QR code actually is my contact information. If you scan that, you'll get my contact information there as well. All right, Pastor, it's your turn. Come on over.
Come over here.
They're going to see what you do on my computer.
I love how it's like if he can do it, anybody can do it.
That's right.
That's what he's doing here.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So let's start with Canva. And remember, they can see what you see.
Let me grab my.
Oh, he can't see anything.
I can't see anything. Open my eyes, Lord.
Oh, now they can't see what you're doing. I hit the wrong button. Can you see it now?
I see a blank screen.
There we go. You got it?
I got it.
Oh, good. There we go. All right, so now we need a podcast. This is Canva. Canva, this is Dr. Riggs here. Welcome to each other. You can see on my screen here, the brown one is the church in California that we designed. I have some missions works that I'm working on and different things. And so you want to do create a new design. What's your podcast going to be on?
How about the greatness of the Arkansas Razorbacks?
Let's do it. So we need an image for our podcast. Who listens to podcasts? Am I talking to people? Okay, so when you're looking at your podcast, there's an image that goes with it. This is what we're going to create. So the greatness. So just type in what would you like to create? Type in podcast.
Okay. Do I need to click on it?
Or yes, sir.
Right there. Can I have Kristen come up and do this? I spelled cast right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now we need to pick. It's actually one word. Yeah. Now we need to pick this 3,000 by 3,000. That's the size of the image. And then it's going to give you some examples, some templates. No, it's going to give you a blank one. We can start from scratch.
Okay.
And you want the greatness of the Razorbacks.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So let's just type in Razorbacks and see what happens. Who knows what's going to come out?
There may be a lot of swearing and curse words come up. We're not having a great, particularly good season.
These are the image.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. So click on one of those and just drag it over there. Here it goes. There you go. Let go.
Okay.
All right. Now you got an image.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I prefer to eat my hog, but let's go to...
Apparently, does most of the other college teams prefer to eat hog too? Apparently.
That's it, text. All right, it gives you different text options. Let's do add a heading.
Okay.
And then go ahead and type the name of the podcast.
All right.
It's okay. We're going to learn together.
Oh, man, what just happened there?
There we go.
Wait, I can fix this. I can get it.
He's got this.
All right, wait. It didn't give me anything to change it.
It's got it. Oh, now what'd you do?
I don't know. What'd I do? I didn't do it.
We'll take care of you.
It's not a word.
Come on now. You know it never works when you want to do it to work, right? Come on now.
See, it wasn't my fault then, was it?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure.
No.
I think this computer has a mode on it that won't allow you to lie. That's what's happening this year with our record.
There you go. Let's get that centered up there. That's good enough for what we're doing, right?
Oh, no, we got to put the word Razorback on there.
Oh, you won't. Oh, is it there?
I don't think so.
Oh, you never finished typing. Wow, what is that?
I have no idea. What just happened? I don't know.
No, here, let me help.
Let me let the expert step in.
There we go. Computer won't let you lie.
There you go.
There. Does that look better?
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
Now it's a podcast. Let's find a little podcast symbol. I was in the wrong section. Because there's no microphone, then it's not really a podcast, right? I'm going to have the hog do the talking.
That's pretty cool. I know podcasts are a huge thing right now. I mean, it's just a great way to get your message out.
All right, so now we got an image, and we'll save it and get to it here in a little bit. Let's go and start a podcast. So sign up for free.
Can I ask you a question while you're doing that? What?
Of course.
What would something like this cost per month, approximately?
Well, let's take a look. I'll use one of my accounts I already have. Let's see.
If a person wanted to set up on this particular, what are we?
Canva is free for nonprofits and $15 a month for everybody else.
Okay.
So there's Podbean. I just signed in with my email address, which we all have. Create new account. And then you just got to set it up. So the description of your podcast.
All right.
Why so the Razorbacks are the greatest. I'm not sure you're in Razorback country. I don't follow sports well, but. To discuss the great history.
To discuss.
To discuss, that's great.
The great history of winning in. There we go.
All right. So let's grab your image here, and we can share it, and then download it. I'm as blind as the next person there is. So there's all kinds of options. But basically, just the PNG is perfect.
What does PNG stand for? Ping?
It's
Papua New Guinea.
It's the type of file that's expandable. So as you expand and shrink it, okay. It doesn't get pixelated or blurry. Oh. So I don't know what it stands for off the top of my head, but that's what it does. So then we come over here where our image is. Select a little image. Pull it in.
Basically, you're just following the prompts, you know?
Yeah.
It's not complicated at all, really.
There we go. Now your podcast has an image. Oh, you need a category. What category would that be? Fiction? Sorry.
You hurt me, man.
Oh, how about comedy?
You hurt me. Hey, Brother Kyle, let's have a rediscussion about them love offering amounts.
Education?
Let's just say, I don't know, comedy, I guess.
Comedy.
We'll go comedy.
We'll go comedy.
Now, when you pick a category, I guess then does it target?
It would.
Like on.
Yeah. So
the internet,
you would want
or
religion
Facebook
for
or
a religious.
Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it would actually kind of help promote it and get it out there, right?
Yeah. So now the first episode. So here you can upload a file if you have one, or you can select from an account, which you don't have yet. I didn't bring my phone up with me. Did I? Where did I put my phone? Oh.
There it is.
I need my phone to find my phone, you know? Let's see. So I should be able to log into the account you just created. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't use that one.
I do know the internet seems to be the go-to place for advertisement, for big day advertisement, for getting the word out of your church. I mean, it seems to be above all other mediums the way to go in the modern, you know, advertisement of ministry.
Let's use GarageBand because I know how to do that a little easier.
That's not near as complicated as I would have thought it would have been to start a podcast.
Well, we still got to upload it. We still got a few minutes for that. Where is it at?
Well, while we're waiting, we can discuss what happened Saturday.
What happened Saturday?
Well, I'll give you a visual demonstration of what happened Saturday.
Well, anyways, you can record on your phone when you get into your app, which is the same thing, and you can actually upload it from your phone to the platform. So it's super easy.
And it seems like most people do like a once a week podcast where they record and they'll discuss whatever their topic matter is. They can even bring guests on. Like, you know, my good friend Tim Pledger has a good podcast, and he interviews missionaries all the time. So it seems to be a very effective.
So let's create a page real quick on Facebook. Ready? Create new page. That's pretty easy. Yeah. And then public. I'll have to delete it later, Razorback page. Mm-hmm. So create it. And then you got your image that you already had. And what was it called? The greatness?
Greatness of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's a lot of words. How about we do the greatness of Razorbacks? Is that Arkansas? Arkansas?
Who said that? That's a faux pas.
Another category.
That is how you spell it, though. It's kind of like Job and Job in the Bible. If you know, you know.
Discussion like, of success.
It's like Bernie and Barn.
Bernie and Barn.
Bear and the XR.
All right, so here comes a Facebook page. Super easy.
Okay.
Answer the questions. It's coming. It's circulating. It wants to know all that stuff. I don't think we need that, though. You already got your picture. Now, in Canva, you would want to create a Facebook cover image. So you would search for that, just like we did for podcast, and that would give you the correct dimensions for the cover image. So this will be a little off, but I only have so much time.
Does anybody in here have a podcast? Any of you?
I have a few.
We have one right here, yes. I want to find out what that podcast is about.
So it's just following the prompts to get you through.
Yeah, it's not near as complicated as I would have figured.
Yep. So now there's a Facebook page for it. And the value of that is it gets your content to people.
I know how to make it even easier. I call Kyle.
How many people have Kyle? So here, see the create ad? You just click on that, and then again, you just answer the questions.
Nobody so that would link your podcast to Facebook, and they would be interlinked.
You would take your link on once you have your podcast live. You would take that link and put it in the Facebook post.
Okay.
Yep. But you again, your description, and then down here with your audience. If you can see the screen down there, it says the entire United States. That's where you want to do the little edit and change it to just men or just women, probably just women for this, right? No, I'm just kidding. But here, that's where you can do the location. What's the zip code here, brother?
78222.
78222.
Yeah, 78222.
That works, yep. So there's San Antonio. You can also drop a pin if you want to get even more specific. And then you can bullet out. And your audience is down here, if you can see that, 576,000 people, potential. And then you can expand it. But what's the furthest someone drives to come here? How about you? How far would your drive?
We have people that drive from, I would say, like Bernie. We have people that come from Bernie and
Floresville. 30 miles?
Yeah. 30, 40 miles.
Yeah. So in 30 miles, there's 1.8 million people on Facebook.
Wow.
So when you save the audience, then down here, this is where you do your daily spend. See the daily budget up here? So once you choose that, you can choose if it's forever, if it's for a week, if it's for 5 days, whatever you want to do. And then over on the right, it shows you for that money how many people will see that.
Wow.
So if you spend $40, $50 a day, up to 7,000 people will see your ad. And that's the way that works.
And then there's also, I guess, just the free, right? That you can just put it on there and it just kind of goes out to your friends list and all that and gets shared.
Your friends list, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your friends would have to share to their friends.
Yeah, it really spreads pretty quick.
Yeah. So for that pumpkin deal with the four new families, that was $50. So who'd spend $50 to get four families? I mean, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So that's really as simple as that. That's 90% of what you need to do, he just did. Except record.
And it didn't take long to do it, but
yeah,
I know a pod is, people watch them. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
They really do.
So this is everybody and anybody. If you want to, yes, if you want to be specific, you can go into more settings and you can choose if there's already a Razorback page, you can choose people that like that page. And then it will take that audience and mirror that. So you can drill down and get very specific, or you can be broad. Like for a church group and for a church function and getting the gospel out, you would want broad. But if you're having a ladies retreat, you could do only ladies. If you wanted kids, you could do the age group that has kids. You know, the 20s to 40s age group. That would work any way you record. Yeah. Yeah, you can do a voice memo as an MP3, download MP3 player. With Podbean, you can actually record directly in the Podbean app, which was what I was trying to do, but it didn't work in this short time. But yeah.
The QR codes, what tool do you use to generate the QR codes?
The link is in the notes. It's QR Monkey. If you just Google QR Monkey, then you just take your link and put it in there, and it creates the QR code for free. And but even than that, you could, let's say you have a QR code on a track and you want to know if people are actually scanning it. With QR Monkey, you can create an account and you can follow that QR code to see who scans it, where they're at. You can do geolocations. You could even do like in my country, in Macedonia, half of it's Albanian speaking, half of it's Macedonian speaking. And I can do a QR code specific to a language and based on a region. So if they're on this side of the country and they scan it, it will go to a different website than if they scan it on the other side of the country. So, I mean, it's as powerful as you want it to be. It's as simple as you want it to be. Yeah. I don't know about my time. I wasn't paying attention. But any questions before I sit down?
Another question. The Canva items, copyrights or anything, is that something to watch out for?
If you get it from Canva and you change it or add it. So we had the Razorback image. I couldn't export that and use it. I added the microphone. Now I changed the image. I can use it for whatever I want. Yes, sir.
Just want to add something. We've got a young man in our church that takes our messages not for podcasts, but the shorts or reels.
Mm-hmm.
And those a lot of people watch versus watching an entire stream.
Yeah.
And if you got somebody good, they can really make you sound good.
Yeah, and there's AI tools that will do that. He probably uses an AI tool where the AI tool will go through your whole video and pull out the highlights. And, yeah, so, I mean, and from the AI tool, it goes right to YouTube or Instagram or whatever. And there's a guy, Dan Bergman, that has a whole ministry on TikTok. You can look him up on Facebook or just Google his name, Dan Bergman. You should find him. But he reaches people all over the world for Christ. Yep.
Jason, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Is there a financial gain often to people who start podcasts? Can they actually make money through it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I know there's people, that's their living. That's what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. The way that would work, there's several ways. There's you monetize. So like if you had a podcast on YouTube and on podcasting, you could get ad revenue from that. Or you can do advertisements where people hire you to advertise their product. So it is possible.
Do you have to have a certain viewership number to really get into that?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics, but yeah.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah, you definitely can make money with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep. Lots of things to do. Any other questions before I go away?
How do you get the nonprofit Canva thing? Like, how do you just put in your business?
You would put in the nonprofit EIN.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you get the program.
Yeah. Yeah, for free. Yeah. Yeah. Which, if you have a mission board, you should have that. Or your church should have the nonprofit stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really an amazing tool. Yeah. My son went to Uganda for a missions trip, and my pastor started to talk about it. And I pulled my phone out. This was during church. I know I'm a heathen. I pulled my phone out and went to Canva. And I made a prayer card on my phone of my son going to Uganda. And I texted to him, and he put it on the screen, all while I was sitting there. And so it's a powerful tool.
I use the Canva Pro for our Christian school, and I schedule out our posts so I don't have to be on Facebook all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's already all done. You just schedule when you want it to publish. Yeah. And it rolls out, and people are like, "Oh, you're posting all the time." And I'm like, "I haven't been on my phone in weeks." Like,
yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
You don't have to be on it all the time.
Great point. Yeah. Yeah. Everything we talked about was just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. So. But it doesn't have to. It's super. It's really easy. It's just steps. Yeah. I mean, he has a podcast now. Yeah. Powerful. Any other questions? Preacher, thank you.
Great job. Thank you. Thank you for all that. I know you needed way more time. That's a very broad topic. A lot to cover there. But I think that we need to try to get it.